Regarding preparation for death, the Hadith tells us, "We were present with Amr, son of Al-As, when he was in the throes of death. He wept for a long time and turned his face to the wall. His son tried to comfort him, saying, 'Father, didn't the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, give you good news? Didn't he give you good news?' Then he turned his face towards us and said, 'Our best preparation is the witnessing that there is no God except Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. I have passed through three stages. I recall when no one was a bitterer enemy to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, than I, and nothing was more dearer to me than if I had the power to kill him. Had I died in that condition, I would have been among the inhabitants of the fire. When Allah placed Islam in my heart, I went to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and said, "Give me your right hand, so that I might swear allegiance to you." He stretched out his right hand, but I withdrew my hand. He asked, "What is the matter, Amr?" I replied that I had a condition to make. He asked me what the condition was. I told him that the condition was that all my sins would be forgiven. He said, "Don't you know that ... Islam wipes out all that has gone before it, that migration wipes all that goes before it, and that the pilgrimage wipes out all that has gone before it. Thereafter, no one was more beloved to me than the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, nor was anyone more highly respected than he in my eyes. His glory was such that I could not look at his face for any length of time, so that if I were asked to describe him, I would be unable to do so because I never looked long enough at him. Had I died in that condition, I could have hoped to be one of the dwellers of paradise. After that, we were made responsible for many things, and I do not know what my condition is in that respect. When I die, do not let any mourner or fire attend my bier. When you bury me, throw the earth gently over me and stay near my grave for as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat, so that I should draw comfort from your presence and consider what answer shall I make to the angels."